who work in more applied fields to turn against support for those of us who search for the laws of nature. And the trouble that the Super Collider has faced in Congress is just one symptom of this disenchantment with pure science. Another is a recent attempt in the Senate to require that the National Science Foundation devote 60% of its spending towards societal needs. I don't say that the money would not be well spent, but it is appalling that some senators would choose research in pure science as the place from which to take these funds. The debate over the Super Collider has raised issues whose importance goes beyond the Super Collider itself, and that will be with us for decades to come. Austin, Texas, October 1993. This concludes the reading of Dreams of a Final Theory by Steven Weinberg. If you would like to obtain a complete catalog of our titles, or our monthly newsletter telling you about new releases and our new collection of books on CD, write Blackstone Audiobooks, P.O. Box 969, Ashland, Oregon, zip 97520, or call 1-800-SAY-BOOK. That's 1-800-729-2665. You may also obtain the same information from our award-winning website. Our address, all one word, is www.blackstoneaudio.com. Thank you.